Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, Israeli, Russian, and Iranian news sources, mainline news sources, are reporting that Russian troops, special forces, Spetsnaz, are being deployed by the thousands into Syria. There's a report out of Herat that we blurbed. It's up on DrudgeReport.com that the Iranian news, and I went and linked through, sure enough, they are reporting it, is saying that 15,000 of their Revolutionary Guard have already been deployed. Top Iran military official aiding Assad's crackdown on Syrian opposition. Of course, Hillary and others promised there'd never be U.S. or NATO intervention militarily. Now they're calling for it, and it's come out in a lot of major publications the last 2 weeks that U.S. and NATO forces have actually been inserted in different border regions and are involved. So this is serious. The Russian foreign minister is obviously saying again today, don't get involved, don't attack, or we're going to get involved. This is unprecedented Cuban Missile Crisis level type stuff that we're seeing happening right now. And because we've been talking about it so long, now that we're getting right up to the wire on it, everybody's pretty much just acclimated to accept this. Russia's Putin warns against outside interference. Russia's prime minister says West cannot behave like elephant in a china shop in Syria. Their foreign minister has come out and is meeting again with Damascus yesterday and is saying that they are going to respond and block outside Western intervention. This is incredible. Israeli embassies preparing for Iran attack. And this article's up on Infowars.com from reports inside Israel. Foreign press is renting Tel Aviv rooftops to cover Iran war. And Fox News, ABC, NBC, BBC, they've all got their advance teams on the ground, the Israeli news is reporting, and are now renting rooftops. It is really barreling down to the line. They are massing U.S. troops in Kuwait, Israel, in many, many other areas. Airfields in Israel have U.S. aircraft massing in them. I've got all the reports right here. We're going to cover them after we come back from break, because I tend to just, you know, mention a few of these articles every day and not really bore down into it. This is going to be our top story today, obviously. I've also got some reports here. What would Iranian counterstrikes look like? And I don't just believe British, French, Israeli, and U.S. newspapers when they say that the Ayatollah's talking about attacking the West, or you know, the leader of the military saying we're going to strike and attack and respond. I actually go look it up, and they are indeed saying this. So Iran is going now into a posture of war. And I think it finally got their attention, having their military bases blown up, their rocket bases blown up, their generals killed, their police academies blown up, their military academies blown up. Some of these explosions are so big. These are not truck bombs. These are not people throwing satchels over walls. I've seen some of the satellite photos of these bases. These have got to be 2,000-pound bombs, bare minimum. I mean, they're stealth bombers dropping bombs on them. Or some type of missiles are flying in under the radar, cruise missiles. I don't know, but if they're cruise missiles, they're big. I mean, Iran is under bombardment. And they got motorcycle assassins with the magnet bombs. Magnet mines, it's all coming up. It's already started. The Russians are lining up to be involved.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Go to InfoWars.com and you can see our top stories right there. And they're all incredibly important. There's some positive news. There's also, of course, some ugly news, as well as dreadful news taking place. But we are going to cover it all here today. Obviously, our top story is not a story at all. It affects every one of us, no matter where we live in the world, and it will undoubtedly be bad for our liberties, for the economy, from the price of gas to the price of food, and it's what you expect in every case in history. When depressions take place, governments start wars, and many statesmen have said it in different ways, but war is the health of the state. Guys, search engine that. Quote, war is the health of the state. I want to, I'm having a moment of not remembering exactly who said that. It's attributed to many. It's been said different ways, but war is the health of the state. And of course, that means big, corrupt, oppressive state. So we're going to be going over that. Obviously, we need to get a little bit more into what's happening with campaign 2012. Clear evidence of election fraud. And I'll cover some of that in the third hour with some of the graphs and documents in Nevada. A few days into this, Ron Paul got 220% increases in one state, 160 in others, always over 100% increase, bare minimum, in every state compared to what he got in 2008 in the last election, except Nevada. He got the exact amount. Like they were lazy and didn't even program the machines to show another fraud. The polls showed he was in the lead, first or second place, not third, a distant third. We, of course, saw fraud in Iowa. It was first reported the day after by our listeners and the weeks after it was confirmed. Associated Press headline, Iowa caucus results scrapped. And they said, we don't know who will get them now. Just a lot of bizarreness. And trucks were missing with the ballots. How are trucks missing with the ballots after they were cast when they're all cast in the 1,800 precincts or so and tallied and called in on a telephone in front of everyone and posted so everybody can check their caucus online when the Republicans put the results out and make sure it's what they saw? In many caucuses this time, they said, oh, we're just going to drive in the results and we're not going to publish them. Some did what they were supposed to, but anytime you break with what's been done in the past, big red flags go up. And then we have bizarre statements by Karl Rove, later confirmed. Oh, there was a gentleman's agreement in all these precincts that we would make Santorum second and Ron Paul third. Remember that clip? He hides it. See, they hide this stuff in plain view. And they come out and say, oh, yeah, some of the trucks didn't show up with the ballots. It was late, later in the evening. So they all got together, the Romney and Santorum's people, and had a gentleman's agreement on what they thought the results were. And he hid that in plain view. This is like saying, yeah, and we went in and pulled a gun on the bank teller and told him, put all the money in a bag and took it out. And it was a gentleman's agreement. Now, remember what Karl Rove told the New York Times and others? That's why it's so famous. It was a whole bunch of Washington Post, New York Times writers all there at that cocktail party. And they said, but you did lie about the WMDs. You are taking liberties. You guys did order the torture. And now you're saying you didn't. And he said, listen, you are in the reality-based community. But we control reality now. We're an empire, and we'll make up whatever we want, and you'll accept it. And some of the reporters agreed with him, and a few got insulted and went and wrote about it. And Rove said, yeah, you bet I control reality. So see, he'll just tell you, yeah, we decided who won. Mm-hmm. The ballots in all these precincts were missing in the truck. The trucks were missing. We don't know where they went. And Fox News, didn't ask their analyst, Karl Rove. They didn't ask him, Mr. Rove, they don't drive the ballots once they've been cast in the caucus system in Iowa. It's all published on the wall. It's publicly voted. They tally it in front of everybody. It's the most trusted form of voting. That's why folks knew Ron Paul would do well there. Was trending to be number one until the election, but magically number three. Now, they didn't ask the question. They didn't ask, well, where was this smoky room? Who made these decisions? It was just, oh, you've just given us the reality. Oh, you know what? And then a month later, oh, we have scrapped Iowa. We're not going to tell you what's going to happen. We'll decide later. Oh, just Iowa scrapped. Well, okay. You don't like Ron Paul even having a third of the delegates or being in third place, getting a big piece of the delegates. It was almost a statistical dead heat. And it was Rudolph Born said war is the health of the state. That's reportedly from a war diary, the Seven Arts, September 1917. Here it is. He said, war is the health of the state. It automatically sets in motion throughout society those irresistible forces of uniformity for passionate cooperation with the government in coercing into obedience the majority groups and individuals would lack or the lack and have a herd sense. And I'm going to get to this later. This is so important. And I'm digressing back into the war news, which I'm going to cover first in detail. But let me just tell you what's coming up after I get into the incredible Iran and Syria situation and the fact that everything is barreling towards all-out war. I'd say 90% chance it's going to happen in the next 3-4 months. I mean, Secretary of Defense said last week it looks like it's going to happen. The Israeli Knesset says it looks like it's going to happen. They're again, the big news outfits are renting space for the next 6 months on top of the roofs in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem so they can show the missiles coming in. Doesn't look good when the media starts renting rooftops. Wow. I hope there's some way to turn this back. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. I'm not a fan of Assad. But the criminals that run our society are just as bad or worse. They're more scientific, more sophisticated, and they're not trying to bring freedom to Iran and Syria. They are trying to openly bring, well, it's on record. They're using Al-Qaeda, Wahhabists. It's a Saudi Arabian Wahhabist allied with the British, Israelis, and the people that run the U.S. Same old story. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But after I cover our top news, I want to get to the next report that is so huge. And it's red-linked at Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo put this article together with a little help from his friend, Alex Jones. So it's Kurt Nimmo and Alex Jones. Think of the Beatles songs. You know, all a little help from my friends. Freedom-hating globalists continue attack on Constitution and liberty. And that's the headline I gave him. But I'm tempted to even change it because people think, oh, well, they're just attacking the Constitution by not following it. No. How do I? Because that's the headline I gave Nimmo when he wrote the article. We worked together on, you know, on stories, he and I and Paul. But it's not just they're doing that. Freedom-hating globalists openly attack the Constitution itself. Or globalists call for abandoning the Constitution outright. Or PR campaign calls for abandoning Constitution. That's it. PR campaign calls for attacking the Constitution. See, I can never get words. I can never get words now strong enough for what's actually happening. Because there aren't really words that can be simple and short to describe the real gristle, the real visceral complexity and stench of the corruption we're facing. But massive PR campaign, concerted PR campaign, calls for abolishment of Constitution, abandonment of the Constitution. Because, see, somebody's going to read that and think, oh, well, it's just an attack. Everybody knows it's under attack. I mean, they're not following it. Secret arrest, total spying, total control. But no. The New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, CNN, BBC, I saw a Philadelphia paper calling for the end of the Constitution. And saying it's trash. Not, you know, not only that it's outdated, it's not good enough. It doesn't give you enough rights. I mean, talk about coating cyanide with sugar and trying to feed somebody. I mean, you talk about baloney. You talk about counting on ignorance. You talk about deception. You talk about manipulation. They are pushing the UN Declaration of Human Rights that in Article 30 says you have none of the rights in the other 29. I know Kurt quotes it in there. It's Article 29 and 30 basically then just reverse everything. I mean, it says you got a right to free health care. You got a right to a free house. You got a right to a free car. You got a right to everything. But it's going to be a socialist system that delivers it. But for the greater good or if anything contravenes the UN itself, it's null and void. It openly, I mean, the Soviet Union had the same thing. You've got every right in the world. North Korea. Have you read the North Korean Constitution? It sounds pretty darn good, except it's got little provisos. If it's for national security, we can do whatever we want to you. Make you disappear into a black hole. The East German, you know, after Hitler fell and the Russians took over half of Germany, it had absolutely no rights at first, and the people demanded more and more and more, and it led out of tyranny to liberty. But see, we're going the opposite. Have this perfect document. I mean, it's incredible. It's designed to tie down all these different branches and to protect individual liberty. Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, all is built on common law, common sense, Magna Carta, the Cromwellian Wars, all of it, all the liberties that were fought for. We'll be right back.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up, globalists are launching a huge PR campaign openly calling for the abolishment of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They are openly launching this operation. I want to go over it. I mean, it's everywhere. I talked to Kurt Nimmo this morning. We were writing the article up. And he was like, yeah, every time I turn CNN on, I see it. With that Fareed Zarqawi guy, And I'm like, yeah, he writes articles saying get rid of the Constitution. And this is a foreigner who's a member of the Bilderberg Group, one of the only journalists. He's that slimy. And let me tell you, I was in a CNN green room last year about to go on the Joy Behar show. And I was in there for like an hour because they said, oh, this is the showtime. We taped the show. But then they just had me sitting there. And there was Fareed sitting there, and it was like the Willies. If I was a central caster for a major film in Hollywood and I was getting a slimy bad guy, he'd be it. I mean, I've never been in a room with somebody that I was that uncomfortable with. And I was sitting there asking him questions and recording him, and I ended up, you know, never even putting it on air. I think it's on one of my old iPhones around here, but the point is that he was so slimy, so arrogant, and knew who I was and was acting like he didn't. And then I brought up some stuff, and he's like, yes, I know who you are, and I've got to go. So he basically ran out of the green room and then went and hung out somewhere else because he didn't like talking to me. But just so slimy to have all – in fact, I was going to have the headline, traitors call for abolishment of Constitution, but they're not traitors. These are globalists. These are foreign enemies. These are people here usurping America. But they've come in, as the Roman philosopher Cicero said, and attacked from within. They don't fly their enemy banner openly. They infiltrate. They're infiltrators in suits, in ties. They've seized our government. They've taken over our banking system. They're running a global corporate empire on our tax money. And they use fancy PR to convince us that it's our empire. A lot of good old boys know it's an empire. They're like, it's ours. Kill all the brown people. Well, the globalists hate you as much as they hate brown people. I mean, they hate everybody. But that's coming up. Let's get into the war news right now. Let me just read some of these headlines. Russia's Putin warns against outside interference. Russia's prime minister says West cannot behave like an elephant in a China shop in Syria. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday the world faces a growing cult of violence, and Moscow must not let events like those in Libya and Syria be repeated in Russia, issuing a warning to the West against interference, which is going on. And again, Russia's got corrupt leadership, but the globalists are trying to get street wars and stuff going in Russia. That's on record. And they put al-Qaeda in control of Libya. And now it's admitted they've killed or tortured to death or kidnapped over 40,000 people. And Reporters Without Borders, Doctors Without Borders, they've all come out and said, we're resigning, we're quitting. They're lining up black people and shooting them. They have tortured, murdered the ambassador to France. They are just killing everybody. And what the globalists do is they go in with a proxy army. And they call them freedom fighters. And who they use is al-Qaeda out of Iran, who's always worked for the West, and the House of Saud that's openly British run. And they use them against the Russians. They use them against the Serbs in the 90s. They're using them to take our liberties as a false threat. They're using them to take over Libya. Is now flies the al-Qaeda flag. I mean, it's real al-Qaeda. They're now using, on record, it's in the news that it's Wahhabist attacking from three sides, backed up by U.S. special forces on the border giving them weapons. And it's now admitted that happened in Libya. And it just doesn't even compute on talk radio. They don't even really talk about this. Or if it gets brought up, they're like, well, you got to work with bad people sometimes, yeah, al-Qaeda. And I'm like, but you want the TSA to be on the streets and I can't have any rights or liberties. We got to launch all these wars because al-Qaeda is going to be given Libya and Syria. And then al-Qaeda light Muslim Brotherhood, British intel run on record is being given Egypt when Egypt had more rights under a Western-backed and controlled dictator, Hosni Mubarak, who they double-crossed, their own guy. You got to ask, why are they putting Wahhabists in everywhere? Because they're going to take over. That's the majority Islam religion. And that's the core Wahhabist group out of Saudi Arabia. And it's the New World Order. Al-Qaeda is the New World Order. I mean, it's on record, hiding in plain view. And all the al-Qaeda chiefs dining with the Pentagon, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, trained at U.S. bases. I mean, they are the sword of the New World Order. They work for the bankers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
p.m. We are here back Sundays 4 to 6. Please don't forget that we have the nightly news, a real venture in liberty against the globalist. You that are PrisonPlanet.tv members support growing our news gathering and reporting operation with more reporters, graphics people, researchers, writers, filmmakers, and others. You are funding something with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that's having a huge effect. I'm going to get back into the war news and the attack on the Constitution and tell you about some of the guests that are coming up today. But before I do that, and before I expand on the situation in the Middle East that's really degrading into a serious, wider open NATO versus Russia and China proxy war, that has nothing to do with democratizing things and everything to do with global consolidation that's leading into an open corporate one-world government. I want to just let you know about a few things that we're doing right now. A, we are continuing the 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv. Every one of my 20-plus documentary films, dozens of other great documentary films that we've been authorized to post up there, all of my radio shows, all of it going back 9 years this April. It's all there. My book that's out of print. Paul Watson's book that's out of print. Expanded extras from my documentaries that aren't on the DVDs. Special reports. The weeknight TV show that more energy goes into than this radio show. That's just got graphics, documents, clips of information. Heavily documented. Every night, 7 o'clock goes out. Then it's restreamed. Then it's archived at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. We'll get you there as well. And we're continuing that special we always do in December, January. We're just going to continue it for a while because I want people to join up. It's Give the Gift of Truth, and it is 40-plus percent off right now on a yearly membership. We're going to continue that through February, and then the special is going to be gone. But it was extremely popular, so we're continuing that. It's now the friendship special, Give the Gift of Truth, PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, you can probably notice that I've lost 37 pounds. In about a week or so, I haven't lost any more weight because I've been so busy working on this new film and some other stuff. I haven't been as exercising as much, but I certainly taken the tangy tangerine, everything else. I don't eat as much. I'm not as hungry. I have a lot more energy. I feel a lot better. You can see it right here on camera. Or if you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com and watch the daily videos. You can see it right there. I've lost 37 pounds. Aaron Dykes has lost over 65 pounds in the last 7-8 months. Just taking vitamin and mineral powders that are properly formulated. The media and government's always saying, oh, you only need 60-something minerals and vitamins. You really need 90-plus, and that's what the Beyond Tangy Tangerine has. That's what the Pollen Burst has. That's what the Rebound has. Those are my favorite products. They're not even advertised as weight loss. Your body needs minerals and vitamins. You're starving. That's why you eat so many empty calories, trying to get the vitamins and minerals and cofactors and trace elements. It's in the Tangy Tangerine. It's in the Pollen Burst. It's in the Rebound. It's in the Alex Pack. There are some weight loss systems, the Slender FX weight management system with the weight powder and the rest of it. It's all there. You can get it all, again, at InfoWarsTeam.com. Very, very excited about what's happening there at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can sign up for $10 and become a distributor and get discounts or just buy it right off the site. But I'm challenging you to try it, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I mean, I certainly know it's worked for me. I know it's worked for Aaron. The proof is in the pudding. And notice, it's the only weight loss system where they're not advertising it as weight loss. Listening to Ben Fuchs over a year ago and listening to others explain, look, weight loss is secondary. You start getting the vitamins and minerals you need, you're not going to be as hungry. And unless you're just a glutton who just eats to eat and eat and eat and eat, you know, most of us eat when we're hungry. You eat a dinner and an hour later you're hungry. You didn't get what you needed. So instead of just going and drinking a Coca-Cola or even a glass of milk, which is better for you than Coca-Cola, but somewhat empty, or instead of eating a bag of chips, bang back a scoop of Tangy Tangerine. It tastes like fruit punch. It doesn't taste like, you know, corn syrup fruit punch where it's all sweet and everything, but you can, I mean, it tastes better than that. It like tastes like vitamins and minerals, but it almost becomes like, sometimes if I want to drink a glass of wine or something, I'll just have some because it's like it's more fulfilling than that. Your body can taste the vitamins and minerals. It knows that it wants it. It's like cows and deer that go and find natural salt licks and lick it, wanting the vitamins, wanting the minerals. Well, the minerals out of the salt lick. I mean, it's that simple. You need this. You need the iodine. You need it all. And it's a one-stop shop with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, there's a lot of other products. They've got, the best kelp and seaweed-based systems for your thyroid, and I'm starting to take that. I've just never been somebody who takes pills and takes powders. And the few times I did try it, it was kind of like the Centrum or whatever, you know, just the synthetic, over-the-counter, cheap, all-in-one, gave me a stomach ache, made my urine, bright green. That's not what's happening with this because it's not synthetic. Okay, I'm digressing. I'm digressing. InfoWarsTeam.com. And if you want to order via the phone or ask any questions,
You can also go to the site, and there's a phone number there on it, 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301, if you have any questions or comments, 877-551-1301, InfoWarsTeam.com. And, yes, it is selling out quick. We may have to go to a reprint. Again, I'm not the publisher, but I've spotted him the money to print up a bunch of them. Because I'm somebody who sells them on the online bookstore at InfoWars.com, and I couldn't get enough of these to fulfill orders I had because it was this on-demand place that it was just taking forever. And I kept promising listeners because, you'll get them in a week, you'll get them in a week. And a month went by. And I called them up. I had Weldon call them up, and I said, look, we know big printers, the biggest in the country. We can get these printed in a week or two. We need to fill these orders. We're going to have to refund people's money. I don't make people wait a month to get stuff. We've gotten good where most stuff ships out within 24, 48 hours. Our customer service is just, look at our Amazon rating off the chart. Our rating on eBay, just as good as it gets, the best rating, because we've, under Weldon Henson and Tim Frugier back there, they just kick hind end at customer service compared to what we used to be. It was okay, but not very good. But the last few years, they really got us going well. But I was saying, that's it. We got to return hundreds of orders. It never comes. They keep saying it's going to come. So we printed up a bunch. Those are almost sold out. It'll take 2 or 3, 4 weeks maybe. You got to put it in, proof it, and then get it. By the way, Bloodlines the Illuminati is selling on average for $200 everywhere because it's essentially out of print until we did this. Well, we're selling it obviously for a fraction of that. It is the size of the Dallas phone book. It does cost a lot to get printed, but it's $49.95. There's also signed copies by Fritz Springmeier and signed copies available from yours truly or both our signatures because folks requested them at InfoWars.com. And Fritz and I have said that's it for signed copies this year. 200 were signed, some by him, some by me, some by both. When those are gone, that's it. 200, that's it. In 2012, 200, that's it. So they're available at InfoWars.com. Okay, that's enough. I just tend to never plug stuff, and that's how we fund our operation as well. I mean, I'll go days now without even plugging things, and people are explaining, hey, you got 34 crew members. Alex, you're hiring 3 or 4 more people. We're going to not be able to fund things if you don't plug stuff. But it's a win, 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 because these are all great materials to help wake folks up, whether it's Noble Lie, Proving Oklahoma City's an Inside Job, whether it's all the other new books and videos we're carrying. It's all about getting the word out and educating yourself to a higher level. Okay. Before I get into this war news and then the Constitution attack news, this is a quote from a war diary, The Seven Arts, published near the end of a war that killed tens of millions. Of course, that was World War I that then gave rise to World War II and gave rise to fascism and communism. War creates poverty. War creates massive, big, corrupt secret police units. War creates, in every case, long-term, if you keep having it, horrible, degraded societies. And that's why tyrants love them. It's taught in Chicago Business School. It's taught at Harvard. It's mainline history. I mean, the Romans knew this. Julius Caesar used wars to become dictator. Third world countries always use a war with a neighbor as an excuse to seize power. It's bad news. Offensive wars are always cancer to a country, to a society, to a republic. It is that simple. Guys, will you make sure that headline gets changed on that? No, it's been changed. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. Good. Excellent. That's our top story right now. Of our specific reports today. It's so important to get that out to people. And you never know what listeners pick up and make viral. Sometimes it's the most, moderately important piece of news compared to just some bombshell. And if I yell and squeal and make noises and beg folks to get it out, because I just want to beat these people, it won't get any attention. But it's up to you folks. I mean, this is outrageous, this article, where they're openly running around like chickens with their heads cut off everywhere. Like a tree full of 5,000 macaw parrots chirping, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of it, get rid of it. It's evil, it's bad, it's naughty, it's old, it's stinky, it's not good, it's abusive. They were racist, on and on and on. Big mega global corporations, Bilderberg foreigner globalists like Fareed Zarqawa, or whatever that idiot's name is. It's just a disgusting article, and it is treason. Anybody who's a U.S. citizen, you got all the free speech you could ever want in the world. As long as you don't call for violence against a specific person, as long as you don't call for crimes to be committed, and then that's just criminal. But there's one thing, you can read this in federal state court rulings going back over 230 years. When you call for overthrowing our Republican form of government and our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights under the financing of a foreign power, be it corporate or be it the UN, and that's who all these guys do it for, the UN calls for it. When the UN does it, it is infiltration, it is an attempt at warfare and overthrow. It's an act of war. But when a U.S. citizen, this is a very specific definition, serves a foreign power and calls for the overthrow of our form of government that is America. That's what makes it America. That's America being attacked. That's what made us special. The example of liberty worldwide. When you call for its abolishment, it is treason. And I don't just use that word. It is treason. Period. And when government sworn people who have sworn to that Constitution, when they openly call for it and say, I don't have to follow the Constitution like Bush did, or Obama saying, I don't follow the Constitution, I'm launching a war under UN authority for its credibility, that is the definition, the real McCoy, the bona fide, like a Mona Lisa is a Mona Lisa, or a Rembrandt is bona fide, masterpiece, is as good as it gets, most valuable art, is a bona fide masterpiece. A Vincent van Gogh, bona fide masterpiece, every one of them. When the people in government who are American citizens call for overthrowing our system and then start doing it, it is high treason. High treason. High treason. Not treason, high treason. And high treason is not being done in the dark. They think you're so dumb, they're running up and down the street in front of everyone. They're running up and down the block in front of everyone. I mean, there's a bunch of examples here. I get so angry. Rob Jacobson called me last night and said, have you seen this New York Times article? And I said, well, I saw the one Ruth Bader Ginsburg told the Egyptians, former Supreme Court minion, don't use our Constitution, it's not good. Of course, you've said four of the current ones have said that, follow UN law. And he said, now, have you seen this New York Times? I said, no. He said, well, it's on Drudge. I go, I missed that. And they just say, get rid of the Constitution. Listen to this headline. We the people loses appeal with people around the world. They act like it's a populist movement against it. And it's a twisted, sophistic, piece of garbage. And you know what I'm doing? I got Mark Moreno with incredible victories against the globalists coming up, and I got to hit the war news. So I'll hit the war news in the next segment. And then when Moreno leaves us at bottom of the next hour, we'll just get Mark on right at the start. I'm going to get into this. And then we do today have the father coming on who is a lawyer. And he says they've indicted and charged us, have charged and indicted us for our child being late to class. But I went and read the code, and it doesn't say that was even a truancy. He goes, I don't understand how, I've never seen this. I'm like, oh, welcome to the club, pal. This is what they do everywhere now. They don't care what the law says. Besides, you're in family court. It was set up as a eugenics court, 1910, New York first. 35 states sterilized, killed people, did whatever they wanted. Oh, yeah, they'd stick babies. I have the newsreels in Endgame. They would hold a baby's nose and mouth if they were deformed and kill them right there at the hospital and hold the mothers down if they didn't like it. Oh, your child's got a club foot? Bye-bye. Your child's got a cleft lip? Bye-bye. Your child's blind? Bye-bye.
Well, here, let's just put a hand over the mouth and hold that nose. This will just take 4 minutes. And you didn't have a choice. I have the newsreels and the promotions where it shows that he brings the woman in and he goes, she's fine, Your Honor. She's intelligent. She's got a good job. But her brother is a cripple. And the other brother has a criminal record. Obviously, mentally from bad stock. Sterilization. I mean, this is what went on. So lawyers send me emails and they say, sir, I'd like you to acknowledge I've been attacked on other shows. That there's not even a law. I don't know how I've been indicted. Here's the code. And I have the code. He sent it. I know. I mean, people are now arrested for handing my videos out in Kentucky. People are arrested for handing out C-SPAN videos of Ron Paul because the police don't like it. That was in Kentucky, Lyon County. In the newspaper, they indicted Kelly Rushing. And I've seen other cases because the cops didn't like, thought it was anti-government. And it went to trial, and the jury said First Amendment, let him go. But the judge was so whacked out and evil. The state police were so whacked out nuts. I mean, these are ravenous wolves coming for us. Not everywhere, but this is what they're... That's why they've got to openly say get rid of the Constitution in front of everybody. Because they've basically already gotten rid of it. And they're criminals, and they know it indicts them.
I've been telling you about Eat Foods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from Eat Foods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from Eat Foods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the Eat Foods meals are easy to prepare. 8, Eat Foods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Think about it. The foreign corporations that have bought and sold all our politicians openly are setting up a corporate world government. They're openly saying they'll attack, murder, kill any citizens whenever they want, spy on anybody. Cities pass laws saying take fluoride out of the water. The feds come in and finance the state to pass laws. The UN's involved at local city levels getting carbon taxes put in place because they can't get the Congress to do it. There's just treason and treachery going on everywhere. But here's that quote. War is the health of the state. It automatically sets in motion throughout society those irresistible forces for uniformity, for passionate cooperation with the government in coercing into obedience the minority groups and individuals which lack the larger herd sense, those that are awake. The notion in wartime attains a uniformity of feeling, a hierarchy of values, culminating at the undisputed apex of the state ideal, which could not possibly be produced through any other agency than war. The state is intimately connected with war, for it is the organization of the collective community when it acts in a political manner. And to act in a political manner towards a rival group has meant, throughout all of history, war. The war on illiteracy is a war on state and local rights, and the kids have been dumbed down by design. The war on drugs is a war on the general public. They ship them in, you pick them up, now it's an excuse to put you in their private prison. It's like laying black pebbles all over the ground and saying, if you pick a black pebble up, you go to jail. They drop the black pebbles. People pick up a black pebble. Oops, saw you pick it up. A war on terror. Who's running the terrorist? The globalist. And they take everybody's rights. It's full spectrum dominance. And that's why the Iranian government, they're unpopular. They're on the verge of being overthrown. Every expert that's looked at it says it's going to make them incredibly popular when they get into a war with the West. So they're starting to go, okay, we'll have a war. Israel, their government's going to get incredibly popular. They'll be able to reduce more rights. What have the environmentalists said, who aren't really environmentalists? They've said, we'll take your rights, and we'll say it's a war against global warming, a war against extinction of things, and we'll have ration cards. And they're now saying, and a carbon ration footprint and a calorie footprint, and we'll call it a war. A war, a war. In a war, we suspend your rights. In a war. And it is a war. It's a globalist war against everything that's independent. It's a corporate takeover of nations, of families, of individuals. It's all about making people dependent on the system. It's so elementary. And now they're reporting U.S. and NATO forces on the ground in different areas of Syria. There are now street battles all over the country. Again, it's an open Western proxy war to bring down that country, but not to bring in freedom. They're going to put the jihadis in. They're openly going to put Islamicists in. But I thought we got to give our rights up because of the Islamicists. And, of course, 10 years from now, they'll have another war with those Islamicists. I mean, it's just amazing how the globalists operate, how they build up these enemies, how they build up Saddam, how they build up bin Laden, how they build it all up and then knock it down. Because they need to keep these wars going, the no-bid contracts, the power grabs, all of it. But now Russia is saying they are going to put Spetsnaz in, and I've got reports on Infowars.com, mainstream news, that the Spetsnaz have now been put in. And the Russians are shipping weapons in. That's why the globalists are trying to have street battles. They want to have a guerrilla war. And now special forces are there, just like there was Western special forces there before. I mean, our country is run by foreign banks that have us in a war, and they're trying to start a big war with Iran.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.